A lot of hope is being pinned on the development of a vaccine for COVID-19, with the hope it will allow life to return to normal. However, experts say the public would need to have high confidence in it because 80% of people would need to be immunised to protect the rest of the population. Conan Young explains.
While a lot of faith has been put in a vaccine to rescue the world from the clutches of COVID-19, the speed at which some countries are developing them is leaving some nervous about how safe they might be.
Russia is claiming its government has just approved the world's first coronavirus vaccine.
The registering of a vaccine in Russia without it being put through crucial stage 3 trials is just the sort of thing that could erode trust in a vaccine, according to Dr. Nikki Turner from Auckland University's Immunisation Advisory Centre.
There's a huge risk. There are vaccines out there in the international market that I wouldn't touch with a barge pole. And it's really important for the scientists to publish their data, that the data is transparent, fully transparent, and people can come in from the outside and critique the data.
In Samoa, large swathes of the population shunned the measles vaccine after the death of 2 babies from an incorrectly administered jab. Dr. Turner says health authorities here could avoid a similar reaction to the rollout of a COVID vaccine by ensuring people maintained high levels of trust in them, especially amongst marginalised groups who may have had negative interactions with the state.
So if you're already suspicious about your government or your health authorities, and then there's some significant human error, then that'll have more impact on people's confidence. Whereas if you have a community that has walked together, understands that science is really good but not perfect, and human error happens, then the community can rise above errors better.
University of Otago infectious diseases expert Professor David Murdoch is advising on the development of the Oxford vaccine, one of those showing the most promise at the moment. He says while phase 3 trials could be finished as early as next year, corners are not being cut and safety isn't being compromised.
Actually, in preparation for that, gearing up factories, gearing up the facilities and the technology so that if it is going to be licensed, that they're ready to go, rather than waiting until it is licensed and starting to do that. Getting some of the accreditation paperwork underway early so that when all the appropriate studies are done, that we're already partway along that journey.
Professor Murdoch says before any vaccine was rolled out here, it would need to go through the same safety checks as any other vaccine.
Even though, you know, there's obviously unprecedented interest in this vaccine and it's been produced faster than probably we've ever had vaccines before, we'll still require that same level of information to be provided, and that will be presented to governments, will be presented to ministries.
Public health expert Professor Michael Baker says while 60% uptake could work, 80% would provide the best chance of this country achieving herd immunity. He says while achieving such high numbers will be a challenge, public confidence in such a vaccine should not be difficult to achieve.
Given that the vaccine is going to be used and probably being given to hundreds of millions of people, perhaps billions of people around the planet, there'll be a huge amount of data on how effective it is and if there are any safety concerns.
Michael Baker says an essential part of any rollout will be proper training for those administering the vaccine to ensure the mistakes, such as the one that happened in Samoa, are not repeated here. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.